Distorted View Daily proudly presents a conversation between two elderly women.
Miss Rachmaninoff, Chopin, Tchaikovsky, Grieg. I know all about it. I know how to play it internationally, play piano, internationally compose symphonies. God, this shit, garbage. Garbage that I don't want. Why would I have to be a victim of all this garbage, the crap that you like? You know nothing about classical music opera. Nothing. Nothing. You can't sing an opera. You know nothing.
No, I don't sing opera.
You know nothing. Nothing.
That doesn't mean that I don't enjoy it.
You know nothing. I sing everything perfectly, note by note. You know nothing. Oh, God, on a wheel.
In Las Vegas.
Oh, shut up.
I saw a Milton Berle show.
Oh,
I enjoyed it very
Milton
much.
Berle.
And I must say, enjoyed Martha Ray. She appeared on the same program with Lena Horne. And I saw that. And of course, in the nightclub, Martha has a dirty show.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For comedy, you know.
Honey, I want to live in a world that I'm used to, coming home and putting on my opera, my concerto, live in this shithole downtown, where all my money is gone. Gone. This garbage hole. Gone. Oh, God. This garbage hole.
Well, everybody either has to get money or marry it or make it yourself.
Oh,
now there's only three ways.
Well, did you ever have it?
I had a little bit, yes.
Please, 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 please.
But I'm not basically unhappy.
Basically sit in this shithole.
Well, all right. I've had to adjust.
Oh, shut up. Shut up!
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lows.
Eat that boom boom!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is it?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
We're gonna rape
you. We're gonna
take you.
Oh, God.
Got out of wheel. Hey, Freaks, Demenson with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. You heard Royce and Marilyn at the top of the program. For some reason, I've been saying God on a wheel a lot. It's been stuck in my head. So I got on the internet and I searched for these old ladies. We featured them before. They're like the female equivalent to Peter and Raymond.
Where are the checks I wrote you for the rent? I want them.
None of you fucking did.
They're no good. There's no rent paid.
I catch you touching my fucking shit, and so
there's no rent paid for the night, sweet prince.
I'll stick a fucking...
Oh, shut up! You said you would be quiet, then do it! You wanna stick me with that fork? You get back in there.
Touch my shit.
Nobody ever touched your shit.
Ever. You lying son of a bitch.
You know how sick you are.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows Peter and Raymond, right? Well, Royce and Marilyn were the female equivalent. They were roommates, Royce and Marilyn, much like Peter and Raymond. They were forced to live together because they couldn't afford to live on their own anymore. Royce apparently used to be relatively wealthy and enjoyed the finer things in life. She'd always bring that up in the videos. You can search for Royce and Marilyn on YouTube. There's some incredible videos. We've played them on the show here. Got some sad news to report. Her full name is Royce Reed, died back in March of this year. Very sad. God on a wheel. God on a wheel. Got on a wheel. Got on a wheel. Enough. All right, listen. A wheel. She was, an eccentric lady, and I think she was very unhappy later in life. She was shacked up with that Marilyn, who was not very fancy. She was kind of plain Jane, and it was a shitty apartment. I think she threatened to kill herself a few times with scissors.
10 times I took a knife to my throat and a scissors.
Yeah.
I never saw a place like this in my life. Oh, God, Marilyn.
And then she takes a drink of wine. Oh, God in heaven. That's very sad news to report that Royce died. She was active on her YouTube channel up until about a year ago. Here's the last piece of audio. She's talking about how she loves opera, but then she says that she hates Lenny Bruce. You know, Lenny Bruce has been dead for quite a while.
I don't want Lenny Bruce in these pieces of shit.
That's a totally different genre, you know what I mean? Lenny Bruce in opera?
I grew up in high society in New York.
Yeah.
Elegance, that's all I love. Do I have to listen to these pieces of shit from nowhere? God!
I love her. Rest in peace, Roy. Speaking of resting in peace, this is driving me up the wall. I just saw a video from Michael Clark Duncan's funeral. It was celebrity studded. I didn't realize he was that big of a star, quite frankly. I remember him from The Green Mile, and then he did a bunch of shit movies, like Slammin' Salmon and The Land Before Time 11. There's been 11 Land Before Times. Land Before Time 11 is Attack of the Tiny Saurus or something like that. Like, just shit movies. God, garbage, as Royce would say. Well, one of the speakers at the funeral was Jay Leno, and he starts crying. Do you really? I have a hard time believing these two guys were friends. Take a listen to Jay Leno, blubbering moron.
I know he's 54, but he was 17 years old to me. And he was so happy. And when he met Omarosa, we talked again.
Omarosa. When he met Omarosa. You know, from The Apprentice. The black bitch from the first season of The Apprentice. That's who he was engaged to.
And when he met Omarosa, we talked again. And I know that big smile, but you know, it grew like another millimeter on each side. He was so happy.
Oh, yeah. Cry, Jay. Come on.
You know, I grew up in New England.
Do you really think they're close friends? Honestly, he interviewed him, a few times. And that's the end of their relationship. Great. You went on The Tonight Show when you were doing a guest spot on The Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, playing Coach Little. Now, all of a sudden, you're besties. Now, the other thing is, Tom Hanks also spoke at the funeral and told a funny story. It was cute and everything. And, you know, that's what you would expect from Tom Cruise. You know, you did a movie with the guy and that was it. That's it. So you heard a story, you know, he told you a story on the set. That was your shared experience. Jay Leno is a sham and a flam. It's flim flam.
And there's a poet who lived not far from me, and he had a great quote. And he said, of all the words, it was John Greenleaf Whittier, of all the words of tongue and pen, there are no sadder words than what might have been.
What the fuck are you talking about? This reminds me of when, you know, crazy fans start crying when celebrities die. You know, when Michael Jackson died, there were these nuts just blubbering. You don't know him. And even that is more understandable. I can understand someone bawling their eyes out over Michael Jackson. Oh, because the music moved you. But what fucking moved you about Michael Clark Duncan? He's a big, fat, tall, massive black guy. And he died of a heart attack. Big surprise. You're like, his performance in The Green Mile still haunts you or something? Get over it, Jay Leno. My theory is he's really trying to come off as more compassionate. You know, his ratings have been sliding ever since he resumed the Tonight Show gig, right? And, you know, ever since, you know, with the whole Conan thing, he kind of came off as like an asshole, right? So maybe he's trying to rebuild his image. I just saw in the news that he took a 50% pay cut. Half of his salary has been cut just so he could save some of his staff's workers. Oh, he's got such a big heart. Why was this in the news? Why was this public? Who leaked it? Of course, Jay did. And so now he's blubbering at Michael Clark Duncan's funeral? Crocodile tears, I say! Crocodile tears! All right. Someone do an investigation immediately. I want to know if there are real tears coming out of Jay Leno's robot head. I want you to taste those tears. I want you to taste like oil. Because that's what robots cry. All right, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. A couple more clips here, then we'll get into the news. Let's just take a moment and reflect on the meteoric rise of prolapse fetish videos. In my wildest dreams, I could never imagine that, you know, inside-out assholes would become a popular sexual fetish. Like, 10 years ago, I don't think prolapse videos existed. Maybe there were one or two. We called those porno bloopers. Oh, my ass fell out. Cut. Your fist and your ginormous dick. It was too much for my butt. And, you know, you pulled it out like a sock, like an inside-out sock or something. And then they just put it on, like, the gag reel. But apparently, this fetish is growing in popularity. There are websites devoted to the laps. Prolapseparty.com, for instance. DB listener, who does not want to be named, I understand, sent in a prolapse party video. There are two girls rubbing their prolapses together. We've seen this type of behavior before.
Oh, God. Fucking gross. Oh, my nipples. Oh, pussy. Yes.
Oh, you feel that? Uh-oh. Don't you feel that in your asshole? That's your rose in your asshole. Of course, you're squirting in your... Somebody's excited. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, girl. Oh, yeah, that puddle of rose. All that juice. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the noise you hear are two prolapsed asses farting, basically. And there's juices. I don't know if there's cum up in there or what, but it's very, very wet.
Yeah, that a girl.
Looks like
rum. All that juice. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, everybody's coming. And the roses. Fuck yeah.
I think the guy is enjoying it more than the girls, quite frankly.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh my God, that's so fucking... Look at all that roast meat.
Look at all that roast beef. Yeah, so they're literally ass to ass with one another, lying down, and they're squeezing out their prolapse. You hear the juicy mess being expelled.
Oh, fuck. Oh my God. No. Fuck yeah, you're both squirting juice everywhere. Oh, fuck yeah, fuck each other's roses. Come on. That's it.
Imagine jerking off to this.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, it's so fucking high you should see this shit. Oh my God. Oh my God, the hottest thing ever filmed. Oh, look at all that meat. Look at all that meat. Here, get your head in there and suck on all that rose meat. There you go.
Oh, there's a third girl who's now going to suck on the prolapse.
Suck on
oh yeah, this is the hottest thing I've ever filmed. What a creep.
My fucking asshole.
How much money can you make in prolapse films? I want to know how much the actresses, and I use that term loosely, much like their assholes are loose, but like how much revenue does a prolapse video bring in?
Push. Fuck yeah.
Rubbing.
Oh yeah, push it right inside yours. Oh,
rubbing
yeah.
Prolapse is
good. Yeah.
All right, this just goes on and on. Let me fast forward a bit here.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm going to hear her squirt.
You squirt. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Getting juicy.
Oh.
Got a fucking fist in her pussy.
Oh, God.
Squirt.
Oh, God. Yes.
Poor cunt. Oh, now she's licking the prolapse.
Hey, fucking my cunt.
Oh, she's got the whole thing in her mouth. She's sucking it. She took that whole prolapse and stuck it in her mouth and was sucking on it. She's a filthy, dirty girl. All right, enough of that. Finally, before we get into the news, let's check in with one of my favorite Utahs, Shane Lee. He's got some medical problems. He wants us all to pray for him. Shane, what's going on, buddy?
Hello, everybody. How are you today? It's me, Shane Lee. I'm in need of prayer.
Okay.
Here's the problem. About last week, I developed a sort of blister on my scrotum.
Oh, God, Christ.
I think it's from my underwear because I
All right, he's getting blisters on his balls.
Don't change my underwear once a week.
Oh my God, this guy is fucking filthy and disgusting. He's getting blisters on his balls because he doesn't change his underwear enough.
I think it's from my underwear because I don't change my underwear once a week.
He's laughing, but it's not a joke.
And I go walking every day, and I think it caused my blister to develop. And it's been going on for about a week. The Lord told me 2 days ago he would heal it. Though it's not fully healed yet, it's still bothering me a little bit.
All right, everyone, let's say a prayer right now for Shane Lee's scrotum. I'm going to need some music to help me here. Oh, yeah. Lord, we are in your house today. We are asking for your love. Asking for your guidance. And most of all, we are asking for your healing powers. Jesus Christ, can I get a hallelujah? Like you said in Isaiah 5:16, be not weary with your painful sores, my son. For he who let believe in the glory of God be immune from the burning, itching shackles of ringworm, pink eye, and genital blisters. Now, God, I want you to help Shane Lee here. I want you to reach your holy hand. I want you to cup those magnificent wrinkled walnuts. Massage them in your hand. Massage them. Shower them with your love and magnificence. And you heal them. You heal them balls with all the powerful touch we all pray to. Hallelujah. Roll those sweaty meat bags in your hand. Pinch those loose skins and pop those demonic blisters. Let the Holy Spirit come and tug on those low hanging tanks until you feel no more pain, Shane Lee. Can I get an amen? Woo! Hallelujah. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now. Yes, if you guys enjoy the program, please consider supporting it. Sign up for The Sideshow. It is Distorted View's member site where every week you get exclusive content. We're talking extended programs like the one yesterday. You got like 20 minutes of bonus show. Tomorrow I've got a Sideshow exclusive program. And of course we do videos. The complete archive of DV is up there. Well over 2,000 shows. As a matter of fact, what I've been doing is I've been zipping up shows by year. So there's like, you know, 3 or 4 zip files for each year. I just finished uploading 2010. There's a special zip file just for Sideshow content. So I make it very easy for you guys. You also get access to a password protected RSS feed. You get your own username and password. And you can just get all of the content automatically sent to you, like on your phone or computer, however you listen to the show. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I will be there in mere days. Yes, I've got a story from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the most fucked up state.
It's true. I prove it time and time again. Poor Charles. That's my soap. My stories I watch. Poor Charles. That is a soap opera, right? And I've never watched that show in my entire life. I swear to God. Don't watch soap operas. Port Charlotte, Florida is where this story comes from. Charlotte County detectives have arrested a woman who pulled gun on a man while attempting to have sex in a moving car that resulted in a crash. Arrested was 26-year-old Amanda Jean Linscott, according to the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office. The incident began September 2nd when the victim and his two friends went to the Paddy Wagon Irish Pub. When the bar closed early Monday morning, they invited two girls they met to one of the friends' home. All right, sounds good so far. One of the women and the victim went into a bedroom to have sex. The girl said she needed $250. Oh, you're a prostitute? Kind of thought this was going to be a freebie. You know what I mean? Like, I think prostitutes should have to identify themselves. If you're going to take them home and you've not discussed money or anything like that, you can't just spring that on someone when they're half naked. It's not fair to the man. The girl said she needed $250, which he said he didn't have. She asked how much he had, and he gave her $120. Okay. I'm guessing you could have told her you had $25, and she would have been like, all right, that's fine, let's go. The victim then went to the bathroom, you know, freshen up, you know, wash under his balls. The victim then went to the bathroom, and when he returned, found the two women had left the home. The victim had obtained the woman's cell phone number earlier at the bar and called her. They agreed to meet at the Pick and Run store. Don't go! It's a trap! Like, you can't trust this woman. She fled once on you. All right, when he got there, he expected to meet the woman who took the $120, but instead, Lynn Scott walked up to his vehicle and said the other girl left her. Lynn Scott then got into his car, and as they drove off, he said she began touching him and having sex while he was driving. The victim told detectives she also said she needed money. I just gave your friend $120. That's all I had. And he told her he already gave her friend the $120. The victim said Lynn Scott then put a .357 Taurus revolver to his head and demanded money. The victim grabbed the gun, and a fight ensued in the moving car. He said he punched her in the head. I hope something like this happens to me in Florida. Make a great story. He punched her in the head so she would release the gun. He also told detectives he was in fear of his life and lost control of his vehicle, hit a palm tree, and ran across two front yards. Lynn Scott got out and fled the scene. Based on all of the evidence and statements and all that shit, detectives arrested Lynn Scott and transported her to the Charlotte County Jail, where she remains on no bond. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A woman discovers her ex-boyfriend is living in her attic. 12 years after they broke up. She is not very observant. When Tracy, a single mother of five, heard banging in her attic, she thought the worst it could be was an animal or maybe a ghost, because she's stupid. But when she sent her older sons and nephews up to check, they found a man she'd broken up with 12 years ago sleeping in her heating unit in her home in Rock Hill, Charlotte. The 44-year-old had just been released from prison 2 weeks ago. He had nowhere else to go. Tracy, who did not want to be named, so he wasn't living there the whole 12 years. You know, she didn't, like, kick him out of the house, and he just snuck up in the attic and has been, you know, laying low for over a decade. No, he did some hard time, and he just, you know, he wanted a comfortable place to sleep. Tracy, who did not want to be named because of her ex-boyfriend still being on the loose, said she last saw him a year ago when he did some odd jobs for her at her home. Convicts always do odd jobs. Whether they've been to prison or they're about to go to prison, that's what they do. Odd jobs. All right. Though she had letters from him while he was in jail, she made it clear that things were over. She told the Charlotte Observer that his addiction to drugs and offenses for robbery, including her own truck, meant she was not interested in a romantic relationship anymore and promptly broke up with him for good over 12 years ago. Talking about the night she discovered the man in her house, the nurse said she had a feeling something wasn't right. Then she said she heard a thump coming from the ceiling and noticed things coming loose from the ceiling. She said, then all the nails just popped out of the ceiling over my bed, like bing, bing, bing. I thought there was some sort of poltergeist stuff going on. That's when she sent the men in her home to check out the attic. They found the man. He packed all the old coats and jackets into the heating unit and was sleeping in the heating unit, she said, adding that the man ran downstairs and out of the house before police could get there. He's still on the loose. Police couldn't find him. They described the suspect as being a black male, of course, 5 feet, 6 inches tall, and weighing 170 pounds. So there you go. Finally, today, we got one more story from our most fucked up state.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Yeah, I thought I'd do another Florida story. It helps to get me pumped up for this trip. This is a very short story. A naked man with a laptop found on a bench at a beach. This is news in Florida. Like I said, they must have the most interesting newspapers. Thomas Edwin March IV, 51, was found naked on a bench at Bunch Beach or Bunchy? I don't know how to pronounce that. B-U-N-C-H-E. Bunchy. Bunchy Beach, according to deputies. March reportedly had a laptop, a pair of 3D glasses, All right. Like, you know, like the kind you get when you're watching movies at the cinema, like those real 3D glasses, the cheap ones. I think he had those. March reportedly had a laptop, a pair of 3D glasses, 3 ounce cans, I'm sorry, 3 20-ounce cans of Ice House beer, classy, and a smashed hamburger. I'm guessing he had the hamburger laying next to him and he rolled over on it. Like with his head or something, smushed the hamburger. Deputies say they received complaints that a nude dude was following them and touching himself while he was naked. This makes perfect sense. What do you want to do after you jerk off? Go to sleep. So he just sort of, he forgot to put his clothes on. Thought, oh, you know, I'll have that. I'll eat that cheeseburger I got from McDonald's later. And he just took a nap on the bench. Deputies say they received complaints that the new dude was following them and touching himself while he was naked, according to the Lee County Sheriff's report. It doesn't say where he's at right now. I don't know if he's still in jail or if he's been released. I do see a mugshot of him, and he looks very scary. Obviously has dentures, I'm thinking, based on the way his mouth is and very long, dirty blonde hair. And I think I see a few chunks of ketchup and ground beef stuck in his mustache. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Yeah, real quick, I wanted to mention that we've got a growing community over there on Reddit, distortedview.reddit.com. It is our subreddit. And, you know, if you enjoy the sick, twisted videos and audio that I feature on DV, you'll love this because people just post links to pictures and websites and, you know, stuff on YouTube and porno websites and stuff like that. That's, you know, distorted view worthy. There's also show discussions, you know, just freaks hanging out with one another. It's really cool. Check it out. distortedview.reddit.com. Right now there's like 200 freaks hanging out there. Posting shit. So check it out. I post stuff there all the time and talk to you guys. So it's very cool. All right. Just another way to communicate. You know, if you haven't called into the voicemail line yet, if you're new to the program, maybe you're a longtime listener that you're afraid that I'm going to make fun of you or scream at you for one reason or another. Just, don't take it personal. I do it to everyone. Call in, say hi. I'd love to hear from you. 206-666-4463. That is 206-66. Oh, God. It's O-H-G-O-D. All right, let's check in with some freaks here.
Jagoo, sir. I have been running around all day with a minor bout of food poisoning that I've had for a few days.
A minor
and
bout?
This is not shit audio, but I've been eating pasta from Macaroni Grill, ugh, Taco Bell, and leftover Chinese food.
Why are you doing that to yourself?
So my little belly has turned into a big old balloon.
Yeah.
And I swear, I'm gonna pop. Oh,
it was fart. You know, if you puke, though, try to record that. The iPhone has, like, that little voice recorder. It picks up puke audio wonderfully.
Jagoo Jimmy Boo Haley's comment with a quick note on the rather disturbing Todd Akin legitimate rape story.
Yeah.
In 31 states, there are no laws removing the parental rights of convicted rapists, which means in those 31 states,
rapist
has the same parental rights as if the sex had been consensual. There have been court cases where a woman has been brutally and violently raped. The rapist has been convicted, gone to prison, gotten out of prison when their sentence was up, and then sued for and
visitation.
Got visitation rights.
That is awesome. See, now, not only, you know, is it horrifying to think that this woman who's been raped looks into her child's eye and sees half a rapist, but now she also has to deal with the rapist himself coming over to get the kid for the weekend or, you know, whatever the visitation rights are. Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, Tim, it's Burning Kitty Cat or Tom from New York. Take your pick.
Why do all my listeners sound depressed?
I've actually been taking a break from the show for like a year and a half for some reason, lost interest. I'm getting back.
How dare you say that to me? To my face, even!
I'm really enjoying it.
Well,
so
good.
I should let you know. And
remember that next time you lose interest in Distorted View.
Yeah,
think of all the good times we had.
Never really mentioned that. Or maybe I have, but I've been listening to the show since I was like 12 or 13, 16 now. So
well, it doesn't count because you take breaks.
You fuck me up a lot, and you're not done yet. So.
Oh, no. No, yeah. No siree.
Whatever you say is going to be the finish on my personality.
What the fuck is he talking about? All right, thank you, Crazy.
I'm blue, dee dee ba doo bop, banana na na blue.
I'm blue. It's I'm blue. Hey,
I'm in Santa Barbara. Fucking, I'm gonna fuck the old lady, and I'm gonna accidentally. Hang on.
I didn't know Spiral Ham fucker.
Piss in the Bristol. I'm a fucker and say your name. I'm like, oh, Tim. Oh, fuck, the ass is tight, Tim. And she'd be like, oh, my God, you are such a Spiral Ham fucker.
Okay, thank you, Spiral Ham fucker. I had no idea he was married. I don't know. I can't tell. You know, who knows what's real and what's not with Spiral Ham fucker?
Hi, this is Claire with the Cove at Sulo Mountain in Burnsville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
We are a beautiful private residential community located near Asheville, and I was calling to see if you would like to learn more about us.
Yeah.
If so, please return my call at your convenience.
Do you have any good whorehouses around there? I really should call. Yeah, when I'm gone vacation, I really am just looking for one thing, to get my dick wet. Are your prostitutes reasonably priced compared to the national average of whores? How are the prices? All right, maybe I'll do that on an upcoming episode of DV. What the fuck community was that? Cove Beach or something? Sounds like the name of a soap opera, like Port Charles. I'm booking my flight now. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God, he's no God.
Do I have to listen to these pieces of shit from nowhere? God!
Spread the distortion, tell your friends about the podcast. Guys, if you're sideshow freaks, I will see you back tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll see you on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Stay at my motherfucking business. Laffy taffy, bitch. Put it up for me. Turn it up. Laffy taffy. Laffy taffy.